Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
What song?
I just had them all in my head, and it was like, ring, ching, ding, ching.
Oh, my God.
Shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's like, and I don't know. They're all going on in there at the same time.
That's okay. That's okay, too, because this is our special day. At the end of the show, we are going to do our annual Secret Santa gift exchange. We do this. We've done it once before, but it's our annual now.
It's our second annual.
Yes, so we'll be doing that.
I believe that's how that goes.
At the end.
How's everybody doing this holiday?
Good.
Oh.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Uh-huh. We've had snow up north. It's been lovely.
Lovely. Okay.
Lovely.
Jake Meister?
Doing well. I'm feeling good.
Nothing tragic going on? No conflicts?
Not that I could think of, no. Life is good.
Interesting. Waiting for the shoe to drop. Autumn?
I'm excellent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, nobody who works with me is ever excellent. What are you talking about? If you're not miserable, then things are not right.
I'm never miserable.
You're miserable. I make sure that you are miserable 24/7.
You
seven
are
days
not
a week.
Miserable.
I'm oh, never yes, miserable.
She
loves
this
job.
No, she's No, I make her miserable.
She tries to make me miserable.
I do try, actually, because I feel like if I don't make her miserable, it's not work.
She's got to get her money's worth.
Yeah. She's got to be miserable.
If I don't cry once a week,
yes.
It's not happening.
It's a hashtag fail.
It's yeah. A hashtag fail.
Hashtag fail. Yeah. I am pleasantly at peace at this moment in time.
You do see, you know what, it's because you never take a few days, like, what is this month for you? It's kind of a downtime?
It's slow, but you know what, here's what's interesting, like, it allows me to do, you know, it's so funny, I was talking to my shrink, and I was like, I'm having a happy moment. Like, there's nothing to sort of vent about. And he's like, well, that's good, you know, that means that, like, we can just talk about the deeper stuff, no crisis to manage. And I was like, you know, there was a time when I wasn't crazy busy, I would get depressed.
Right.
It was so odd. Sure. And I was like, am I getting better? I was like, I am enjoying. I don't know, though, if my life just keeps me busy now, because it's like the kids keep you busy. There's a magazine I've been trying to read for 3 weeks. Heidi's like, babe, I'm going to throw away this magazine. I'm like, don't touch it, because I genuinely do want to read it. But I have not had a chance to read it. And I think it's like, you know, the kids keep you busy, or, but I've been able to, like, work out with the quote ass man. And, you know, I've been able to, you know, ride my horse and spend time with my kids. And the work that I am doing, it's like we're rewriting the tour a little bit and just trying to, you know, move things around so we can accommodate the Q&A. Well, I love that. And doing podcasts, I love that. And thinking maybe starting to get in that mood to write again, like maybe a new book, not till 2015.
Cool.
But I always wanted to write a book for moms, because that's a big question that I get. It's like, how do I lose the baby weight? How do I lose the baby weight? How do I lose the baby weight? And sort of giving them, like, you know, I'm thinking about that book, and it's been on my mind for a while. But yeah, it's been quieter, and instead of being like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, feeling that anxiety about it being quieter, it's been so nice. And it's like, it's just been happy. It's just been me and my friends and my family and my, you know, people I work with, and I'm at peace right now. I know next year's going to start out with a bang. I know it, because I can already foresee.
Yeah, when does the juggernaut kind of start up for you?
January, but it's stuff like what I'm working on is, like, we're doing a clothing line with Kmart, so I get to work on that, you know, and that's fun for me. You know, we did this deal with Curbs, and, you know, we're doing a big launch for to announce that in January, and the tour, and so it's all the stuff that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure that I'll have a bunch of fireballs thrown my way, with regard to other things, but for the most part, like, there's a peace, and that's so nice. And you know what's interesting is that, and I really, please God, don't take this the wrong way, because I don't even really know where I'm going with it, but I found it interesting. And you always talk to me a lot about feeling grateful, and that's been kind of hard for me, and I don't know why. And I think it's like, I had a hard time feeling grateful because I never felt like, well, this wasn't just bestowed upon me. I work really hard for the things that I have. But for some reason, I have recently gotten to a place where I'm like, I am so lucky. Lucky and blessed. Way more than, you know, so many people have it worse than me, and so many people struggle, and everybody's like, oh, what do we get you? What do we get you? And you know what? I can honestly say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I know this sounds gross, and I really don't mean it to, I want for nothing.
Mm.
And I don't want anything, because I don't need anything. And I'm so lucky for the things that I have. And one of the things that's been kind of nice is being able, like, I truly am able to give to the people, friends or whatever, family or what have you, other things that I may get involved with. And that's been really rewarding for me.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing one of those things with the family, you know, where you adopt a family.
Oh, no. I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, Autumn has had the great fortune of having to figure out... Didn't you do it with Heidi? You and Heidi did it or something? Found a family?
Heidi did it.
Oh, did Heidi do it? I thought you got involved, because I know you were like, I want to contribute or something.
She sent me some info last night. I told her I wanted to
participate.
Yeah.
But we got a family. We haven't done it yet, but we have a family of a single mom with 4 kids. And so we get a little profile on them. I'm not quite sure how Heidi found them. I just said, find us a family to adopt. Have you heard about this?
No.
Yeah, like a poor family, and you get to help them for the holidays.
Wow.
She's got 13, 10, 7, and I think 19 months. And Heidi talked to her this morning, because you have to contact the family. And Heidi talked to her this morning, and she's like, whatever you can give, whatever you can give. And Heidi was like, you know, they need clothes, and, like, she needs a blender, I guess. And she's like, whatever you can give. And I was like, this is going to be so awesome, because, like, we have the ability to give a lot, I'm sure more than she expects. And I'm super excited about that.
That is,
because I can. It's no sacrifice for me. Which I again, please, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Please don't think I'm trying to be a jerk. But I, like, it isn't a sacrifice for me, and I get to just like, I'm hoping, you know, she's got these four kids. She's a single mom. She's 28, by the way, 28 years old, and with a 13-year-old. Imagine how this poor woman is trying to make ends meet. Wow. And I'm like,
28,
and we're gonna take the kids, so that they, you know, get to sort of do that. And it just, I don't know. And I had this feeling because it was like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I was like, you know what? Every day is Christmas for me. Mm-hmm. It is. Every day I wake up and it's like, I've got my two kids who make me bananas that I love more, you know, more than anything on the planet, even when I want to kill them.
You're right.
Which is every day. And, you know, I've got, you know, my partner who, you know, I make bananas and she wants to kill me, I'm sure, every day. And I've got all of you guys, and I'm just, I am lucky. So even like, and I spend a lot of my life waiting for that shoe to drop. You ever do that? You're like, oh, shoe's gonna drop. And it's like, I'm trying to just be like, you know what? Right now, I'm lucky. Happy, lucky, and I'll just enjoy that. Just enjoy it. And when it goes south, it goes south. And when it falls apart or something bad happens, because it always does, and that's life. Like, but I'm finally in that place of like, just be grateful. Even when something goes wrong tomorrow, be grateful for the moment you have today. That's not like me. And I look at this year and it's very funny because a lot of bad things and a lot of good things. Like Curves. I'm super excited to be in business with them. Mm-hmm. Only because, you know, when it's like, oh, well, Curves is so not you. It's like, but the whole point is that
it is.
They're allowing me to create, to program their classes. So it gets to be me. And here's what I love about them. They're affordable. By the way, this is not to plug Curves. I'm just saying the reason I did business with them is because it's an affordable solution for people. It's accessible to everybody. And because there's over 3,000 locations. So I can touch all those people.
And it's a very safe environment to work
for
out
women,
in.
I know, yeah.
Incredibly safe.
It gives
safe.
Them, I know. And, it, and, it's
and that
like,
means a lot.
And the Kmart thing, like I'm super excited about that because like when we did the K-Swiss thing, the price point was just too high, and people were like, I can't afford that for a sweatshirt. And so we knew we had to find a partner that could offer product at a price that people could afford.
Sure, sure.
You know, and so I really feel good, like, we're getting that right. Like, that's going to be same thing, affordable, accessible, quality for people. And, like, these are deals that we tried to make happen for a long time, and they finally came into fruition. And so, yeah, all of that's been good. And, like, the tour thing, you know, we had all those bad experiences with that being taken out of our control. But now we took it back and we own it. And it's like we managed to do it in such a way where Curves, actually, here's what's so great. Curves is coming on as a sponsor, which allows us to offer a $25 ticket, which we weren't able to do because it costs so much money to run the show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But with Curves coming on to sponsor the tour, now they've already covered some of our costs. So, you know, but Live Nation didn't do any of that. So, I don't know. I don't know why I'm digressing. It's just been, you're right, there's been some bad, but there's been a lot of good. And you take the good with the bad, all right? I mean, as cliche as that sounds, and there's ups and there's downs, and it's like the higher your highs, the lower your lows. And I just feel, I don't know, I feel lucky right now. And even though I'm sure something crappy will happen tomorrow, my family has their health, you know, my friends have their health at the moment. And I really do get now why they say that's what matters, because the rest of it, it's like it all work. It's all gonna work out in the end anyway.
Yep.
So what do you? I don't know. Maybe put your life in perspective and think about the things that you're grateful for, even if there are bad things. You know, there always will be.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what are you grateful for? And really celebrate that.
Very cool. Very cool.
Maybe it's not. Maybe I sounded like a pretentious, arrogant ass.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I did, but
I think, though. No, I don't think you did at all.
The corner, and it's time to make those resolutions a reality. I followed my dream of becoming a personal trainer, and you can too. It all starts at the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Earn great money in a career that you love. Certified personal trainers are in high demand right now, and the National Academy of Sports Medicine will help you make your dreams come true. These guys guarantee that you'll land a job within 60 days of earning your certification, or they'll give you your money back. You can't beat that. Get started with a free 14-day sneak peek of their fast, fun, and easy online program at usatrainer.com. That's usatrainer.com. Just in case you missed it, usatrainer.com. Okay, I'm going to go back to the roots a little bit here. Cool. I'm sure some of our listeners will be so pleased. with the new year upon us, I thought maybe if you guys were hitting the gym, getting back to the gym, or just turning over a new leaf a little bit, I could throw some new sort of tips and tricks at you to enhance your fitness regimen.
Cool.
Ready?
Yep.
All right. Now, I did know about this, but I didn't really think about it until I was training with the ass man the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was laying on my back, and he does this thing where he takes this huge barbell, and I say huge, I mean huge, and he puts like two 45-pound plates on each side. You lay on your back, and then he puts like the pad, the black sort of neoprene pad that goes on the barbell, should it be on your shoulders or what have you, that goes on it, and he rolls it over my feet onto my hips. So then you lift up your knees and you place your feet on the ground, right? So you're laying on your back, but your feet are on the ground, your knees are up.
Okay.
Like you were going to do a sit-up.
Yes.
Okay, the bar is now over your hips.
90 pounds. No, and those bars weigh 45.
245 pounds.
Wait a minute.
Well, I'm not getting man's crazy. But this is not what I'm actually trying to say.
Okay.
So what you're supposed to do is a pelvic thrust, right? So a pelvic thrust is when you lift your butt off the ground and you do like what we call a bridge, where you lift your bum off the ground and there's a straight line from your shoulder to your knee. So we started doing that and I was like, mother of God, you know, in the beginning. Then he added more weight and I was like, ugh, mother of God. So then the other day I was like, 20 times. So you have to do it like 2 to 3 times, 20 times, right? So 2 to 3 sets of, let's say, 20 reps. And I was like, finally got to this place where, you know, I'm starting to notice like there's some differences in my strength. Like I'm like, I got, oh, wow. Like there are moments where I secretly have it. And in my mind, I'm like, I got this, but I'm not going to let on. So, like, I'll be like, oh! So, I'm like, oh, good. Because I don't want him to add any more weight.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, where it's manageable. You know what I mean? Where it was, like, before, it was just completely not manageable. So, I was like, all right, I can do that. I'm going to get through this. I can do this. So, Dan goes, okay, now, at the top of this contraction, just hold it for 3 seconds every rep. So you lift, you hold the position, right, with the weight. I believe that's called, I never remember. Isometric is a static contraction, I believe, and all these trainers are going to jump on me if I'm getting this wrong, but I believe isotonic is a static contraction with weight. So basically a static contraction is when your bum's just up and you hold it, right? But you're adding weight to a static contraction. So remember, there's 3 contractions in your movements. There's concentric, isometric, and eccentric. So concentric is when the muscle shortens, eccentric is when it stretches, isometric is the midpoint of the move. So push-up, for example, you lower down, that's going to be eccentric because you're stretching those muscles, right? Slow, lower, eccentric contraction, hold at the bottom point, isometric, press back up, concentric, shortening the muscles. So now, with that said, if every contraction has 3 points, a way to maximize it would be to work on that midpoint contraction, whether it has weights or not.
Okay.
So let's say you're doing a lunge, and you lunge, and at the midpoint, you stay down for 5 seconds and press back up. That's a heck of a lot harder than lunge, step back. Make sense?
Yes.
And it's funny, because in Body Shred, we have these what we call the factors of change, which is that workout class that I created, and we call them, or I call them statics. And it's where you hold a static contraction, like a static squat while you're doing rows, or a static lunge while you're doing flies, and it's significantly harder. But in Body Shred, we don't deal with massive amount of weight. So if you want to enhance your workout or you're feeling like you're adjusting or it's getting easier, hold the midpoint of that contraction for 3 to 5 seconds is a whole new ball game.
Wow.
So we said hold it for 3, and then when I was able to do 3, he's like, no, hold it for 5, and I wanted to die. It was awful. So there's a little tip for you. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, another one. Try, I don't know where you're going to find this, to be truthful. If you don't live at the beach or, some gyms actually have a sand pit, which is so odd. I have seen it. But a really great way to enhance your performance is to work out in the sand. And this is because it requires so much more effort out of your lower leg muscles and your stabilizers. It builds your power. It builds your agility. It builds your balance. And it burns way more calories. So, like, there was a study they did in Italy with soccer players where they had them sprint on sand, grass, and artificial turf. And the ones who sprinted on sand had much greater power output and a greater calorie burn. Plus, there's less impact on the joints. So, if you're an athlete and you're looking to go to that next level, if you have access to it, like, if you're doing jump squats or burpees.
In sand.
You ever tried to do that in sand? 10 times harder.
Well,
high knees in sand? Kill yourself.
Well, look at the beach volleyball players. Oh, my God. They're so strong.
Like, I know.
They are so strong.
Ripped. I know. It's crazy. So if you have that available to you and you are, like, a great athlete, something to take you to the next level, that'll do it by changing the surface.
Yeah.
Another one is for endurance athletes. So it's very funny because when I was training for that triathlon, it's actually not funny at all. When I was training for that triathlon and I was biking a lot, everybody was saying, work your quads. And I was like, I don't want big legs. I don't want to work my quads. And then I started reading, which is common sense, but it really is about cross training. And then I read a study about runners. So they had distance runners add weights, lower body weights, in twice a week into their workout. And although this doesn't seem like a lot for a runner, this is a big deal. They improved their 3K times, not a 5K, their 3K times, which I think a 3K is what, like 1.5 miles? A 5K is 3 miles. So a 3K would be maybe like 1.7 miles by 5 seconds, just from adding weights in over the course of 3 months, 2 times a week. So really it's just, if you're a performance athlete, cross training is the way to go. If you know, obviously for your health and your overall function, cross training is the way to go. But there are people that are just addicted to that cardio. Like, they're runners, sure. They run marathons, or they're cyclers, yeah. And they just cycle. Incorporating lower body, or by the way, strength training, not lower body, but incorporating strength training improves your performance in your favorite sport. And it just goes to show you that, you know, my regimen these days has been 2 times a week with the ass man, sometimes 3, 2 times a week with my boxing coach, and 1 yoga. And I usually get 2 days off. One is because I just can't get there, and another one is because usually it's Sunday, and we don't have a sitter. We just spend the whole day with the kids.
So your cardio is with boxing?
Would that be what you really do cardio? But yeah, I mean, my workouts are really aerobic except for yoga. But with yoga, I get all my – so I think about it like, all right, well, my boxing is a lot of upper body and aerobic, but we also do like stair sprints and things like that, and we do some abs. My yoga is a lot of my flexibility work, but it's also core, chest, shoulders, triceps, quads.
Yep.
And, of course, like with Dan, it's hardcore lower body and some metabolic conditioning. Ass man.
Oh, it's lower
Dan's
body.
The ass man's name actually has a name. His name is Dan.
He doesn't do any upper body with you?
He has a little, but he focuses on my ass.
Oh, that's right, because the ass. That's right. That's your Project Awesome is your ass.
Which I don't know that it's going to be ready by Project Awesome, and not for lack of trying. So there might be a segment about being in it for the long haul.
Yeah, well, same.
But I am seeing gradual improvements. So, cross-train, remember, even if you're addicted to a sport. If you're kicking the habit of smoking, this is interesting because I always take antioxidants, and I always do these turmeric shots. At my local, there's this little place called Vitamin Barn where we live. And, like, Lou and I will go, and we call it 1-2-3. And we do, like, algae and turmeric and wellness shots. No one can believe this kid because she shoots them all. But turmeric, a friend of mine had ovarian cancer, and it sent me all this research about turmeric and how it helps fight off cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But a new research came out about turmeric and lung function. So they tested ex-smokers. and who they had eating turmeric on a regular basis, and their lung function was 10% better than those who did not consume turmeric. It helped to repair their lungs and improve lung function. But when you're going, well, I'm not going to supplement turmeric or whatever, go make mustard your go-to condiment, because turmeric's in mustard. It's in curry, too, which is extremely fattening, but mustard.
Huh.
Put mustard on your burger, put mustard on your sandwich, which I prefer mustard. I'm not a ketchup girl, actually.
I don't like ketchup. I love mustard, though.
Yeah, me too. Well, there's this new, there's one we love called bone-sucking mustard. Oh, heaven. So good. Anyway, yeah. If you're turning over a new leaf and you're quitting smoking,
turmeric.
Turmeric. Help you clean that crap out of there. And, yeah, I think maybe all she wrote there.
That's it for the upbeat. Mm. Well, that was good and upbeat. Those are some nice little tips to take into our new year.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
There's one more.
Yes.
I forgot. All right. Hold on. I have it in my notes. I was like, I thought there was another. You know I'm a supplement freak.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, a new study came out, and I've been trying it. I kind of like it. And it says to include a tablet or a powder, 2.5 grams of, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, betaine. It's B-E-T-A-I-N-E, and it's a supplement that comes from sugar beets, actually. But what they say is that it contributes to creatine synthesis, which improves our strength and our power and our short-term performance. So what I've been doing, because I'm so crazy, is I've been adding it to my Ebu shot.
Oh, dear.
But I noticed, I will say, I could just be also that I'm getting more fit. But if you have the money to supplement and try supplementation, give it a shot. Because in this study...
What form is it in?
A powder.
Oh, it's powder.
Or a tablet. Yeah, and you add it to your drink.
Okay, good.
But again, like another thing that if you're an endurance athlete, for example, like if you're having coconut waters is great because it has a ton of electrolytes. Like add it to your coconut water. I have a caffeine supplement because I want more power and I want more endurance. So like I'll make a little shot out of it with the Ebu's and whoosh, down the hatch.
Wow.
And yeah, so okay, now I'm done.
Okay. We're back, and all the way from Idaho, it's Holly.
Hey, Holly, how are you, buddy?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Oh, good. So my question for you is, I was a firefighter, and my career was very short-lived, unfortunately. You can help me by riddle me this.
Okay.
So there I was on my fire engine for wildland firefighting.
Okay.
And I was in really good shape, and I actually did one of your videos to help get me there and everything.
Oh.
Besides my hiking and stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Back when the 30-day shred was like your new thing or whatever.
That was a hot minute ago.
I know it was. But, so I did all that. I was in great shape, you know, chin-ups, running. I was a contender. I was a newbie on my fire crew. I did fine until you put my pack on me, and I have asthma.
Okay.
I do have asthma, and it's brought on when I do athletics outside, which is something that I will never give up.
You have exercise-induced asthma, or you have asthma?
Yes. I have exercise-induced asthma. However, it can kick up even when I'm not exercising, like if the allergens outside are super crazy.
All right, you have asthma, which makes this a little more complicated for you. I'm sorry. Go on.
So what happens is my pack, and I still train with a pack. Like, I'll get on the stair stepper, and I'll, train with weight on me.
Yeah.
When I put that on, it makes me instantly start, wheezing, and then it can turn into an asthma attack. And I went to doctors, and I told them, I was like, look, this is what's happening. They're like, yeah, no, take some steroidal inhalers. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't explain anything, and I'm not comfortable with that, and I feel like you're just pushing medicine on me when I want an explanation as to why I can do it without weight on me. And then when I put weight on me, it gets...
Well, because it's strenuous when you put the weight on you. It becomes extremely strenuous. How heavy is the pack again?
About 50 to 60
Yeah,
pounds.
I mean, honey, that's like going from, well, I was cruising along at 15 miles an hour and then I punched it. You know, it's like that is so dramatically more intense that with that kind of intensity, and think about that. It's requiring so much more energy, so much more effort. It's going to tax your muscles, your cardiovascular system, so much more that kind of intensity, and you already have asthma. So this is not just exercise-induced asthma. You already have it, and then it's being exacerbated by intensity training. So, I mean, I would say, first of all, you don't need to do that unless you are training as a firefighter. I would tell you don't do it. It's a lot of pressure on your spine to begin with. It's not good for you to begin with. There are plenty of ways to get an intense workout without putting 50 pounds on your spine. You know what I mean? It's not necessary unless your career demanded it. With that said, you know, this is generally how they do treat exercise-induced asthma. They give things like albuterol or Singulair or Cromolyn, things like that. Right. But they're not great for you. You're not wrong. Their only other way that if you insisted on doing pack training, or training with a weight vest, which I would say stop doing. And again, unless you're going back into firefighting, would be the following. First of all, a warm up can help, because you're oxygenating the body, you're oxygenating the blood, you're preparing it for training and vigorous exercise. So if you warm up more slowly and build yourself up, which is obviously you can't do if you're a firefighter, but that can help with exercise-induced asthma, is a more gradual and strategic warm-up. And another thing that I have had some success with is helping people with breathing techniques. One of the most effective is something called pranayama, P-R-A-N-A-Y-A-M-A, pranayama techniques. It's breath control exercises.
I do that in yoga sometimes.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's called, like, for beginners, it's called, like, the relaxing breath. That can really help you when you're going through, like, that kind of intensity training. A lot of, like, Madonna used to run 10 miles and sing the entire time when she had to go on tour. Because she would practice, but like breathing and exercising. But what you should do is work on your breath techniques to help you manage this a little bit. But the bottom line is to find a physical activity that minimizes your exercise-induced asthma symptoms. And that would just be, you do not need the pack to get a good workout, period. End of story. Especially if it's like, well, okay, I want the pack. I got to take my inhalers or get a great workout. No pack. You know what I mean, honey? At some point, again, if firefighting was your only career, then I'd be like, all right, you know, try to find a way to warm up on the way there. Maybe jumping jacks on the fire truck or whatever you can do, mountain climbers, jump ropes, something to get your body a little bit warmed up before the pack. Really work on your breathing technique. And at the end of the day, you know, if you're in that kind of situation, you are going to need an albuterol inhaler. But since you're not, lose the freaking pack, kid.
Okay.
All right, honey. It's not good for you anyway.
If I learn to do more pranayama, and will that help my heart rate? Will that, like, calm my whole body if I'm helping to control my breathing? Because I'm wondering if, when I start breathing heavy, right, which is, I can't get around it. It just happens. I breathe heavy and I wheeze. My heart rate is always at like 180, 183 when I'm working out.
Yeah, it'll help a lot.
Will it help?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because you're developing new capillaries. You're better helping your body to disperse oxygen to the cells. Absolutely.
Very good. Awesome.
All right, killer.
Well, that helps me out a lot. Thank you.
Well, you know what this means now.
What?
It's Secret Santa time.
Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. I will take this gift, as I said.
Yes, I know that.
No charitable donations.
Okay.
Don't want any of that.
We'll be right back.
I'll take this one.
Secret Santa.
And it better be good. Mine's good. All right, all parents listening, the segment of this show has adult content that you may hear. So maybe do not listen to this part with kids.
Second annual Secret Santa.
Okay, why are there only three things up there?
Oh, hang on.
There's four of us.
Okay.
Are you trying to keep yours?
So, Secret Santa, we put a...
Wait, Autumn, isn't there a bonus gift?
We put a $10 minimum, but mine came to, just so you know, mine came to $16 Canadian.
Mine was $9.99 on the nose.
Oh, really? Well, I guess $16 Canadian, that's about $10.
I don't know. The value of the dollar is in the crapper these days.
It is.
It's a bonus. Sorry, a bonus gift. So how does this work?
Well, what do you mean the bonus? Well, we
I thought... How did we do it last time?
We just grabbed.
I thought it was like a Rochambeau, right? I thought we did like rock, paper, scissor. And who won the thing went first. And then there was an order.
Oh, that... No, that is... I think that is what we did. I remember.
And I think we should draw straws to see who gets the bonus gift.
Hmm. Okay, so well, the bonus gift is at the end. So we could draw names. We could put names in a hat.
No, no, I have a better idea. I'll put numbers 1 through 4, and then you pick from there.
Yeah, huh? And that's the order that you go.
I'll write 1, 2, 3, and 4, and when you pull it out of the hat,
oh,
that's fair.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. Okay, so.
All right, Jillian can go first.
Oh, I'm number first. So good, as always.
Okay, Autumn.
What am I? Uh-oh. I'm 3.
Jake.
I get to go 3rd.
And Janice.
I got 2.
Okay.
Does that mean Janice is number 1?
No, I'm 4.
Oh. Wait, I got a name.
Yeah, that's number 1.
That's all right, that's 1. All right. Okay. Now then. So hold on. Now, whoever picks the pen cap without the pen without the cap gets the bonus gift, like drawing straws. Ready?
The pen without the cap?
Yeah. Okay, pick a pen. Oh, Janet!
Nailed it.
That's terrible! All right.
Nailed it first try.
You filthy cheater. All right. So now, Autumn goes first. The bonus gift is where, McBottom?
This one.
All right.
Autumn Bottom.
All right, here we go. So, Janice, this is going to be yours, but you can't open it until we all open our Secret Santas.
I got the bonus gift!
You sure did,
oh,
girl.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You did.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so Autumn picks first. Where's the other? Oh, there's that one.
I'm going to pick this one with the bow.
That would be my gift.
Oh.
Am I opening?
Oh. Oh.
A crystal kiss.
You got to open it up, too.
Oh. That's crappy.
What a crappy gift. All the way?
It's just the bottom part.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That's not funny or interesting.
Aww.
Okay. The point is, it has a bunch of kisses in it. If it was for Jillian, it was going to be for her ass for Project Awesome.
Wait a minute.
This is for
wait
your
wait a minute. We're all trying to lose weight here, except you.
Well, then it would have been for Autumn to kiss her new ass.
But honey, this is a bowl of chocolate. She wants to drop 15 pounds for Project Awesome.
They're to kiss her ass.
What is he talking about? She's gonna take the chocolate kisses and shove them in her ass.
It's
what is he talking about?
All right.
Your gift is terrible.
Next gift.
No.
That is the worst.
I get it.
I don't get it at all.
All right. Who's next? Who's number two?
Jake. Isn't it Jake?
I don't want to choose now.
I bet you don't.
All right, Jillian.
No,
I love
you
my
go.
Crystal
go
kiss.
On. No, they're terrible. Dog. They're just terrible.
I'm going to eat these.
This one.
That's mine.
Is that yours?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, it's fabulous.
It's terrible.
No, it's fabulous.
Oh, a candy thong. I'm not wearing this for the record.
It's called the sweet spot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sweet spot candy G-string.
It's making me blush.
Well, you don't have to wear it, but it's for a lady friend to wear. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh, you
it's
don't
edible.
Want to break the...
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's those candies we used to wear around our neck.
Yeah, but
that's
this
a good
one goes around your, you know what,
oh
private area.
Oh my God! Where? How did you know about this? Is what's scaring me even more.
Well,
I don't
to
even
be honest,
know.
No. To be honest, here's what happened. I actually had Autumn buy us a fart blaster. Okay, and Autumn got the fart blaster, and then I was like, you know, here's the problem. I was having second thoughts about the fart blaster because I was like, that's almost like last year repeat, and it felt redundant and played out. So I didn't feel confident about it.
I have really important tasks that
yeah.
I complete for Jillian.
Well, there are things, you know, this is, listen, there's no small job is a small job, Autumn. And so, with that said, we went to see a movie at Universal City Walk. I went with my friends to see Bad Grandpa. I may have been a little bit tipsy. And there's a candy store there called, like, Sugar is Us or Sugar's High or Sugar something. Sugar Town. And, of course, Heidi wanted to go in. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to Sugar Town. And there it was.
Oh! That
on a mannequin.
Fantastic.
And I was like, dear God, that's it. That's the thing. That's the one.
That's...
And don't act like you don't appreciate that, Jake.
I actually do like it, and I'm going to try to... It's going to be a pickup line now. It's like, Jillian Michaels got me this candy thong. I guess I have to use it, right?
But, yeah.
I went to the Jillian Michaels Maximize Your Life show, and all I got was candy thong.
But here's what you need. You can also say, you know, I got a candy thong, but it's too small. Maybe you could use it. Huh? It doesn't...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it can't hold me.
No! Stop it!
What? I'm trying to help.
Oh, that's just naughty.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, but don't eat it before, you know, it serves its purpose.
Oh,
don't
no.
let McManus snack on it.
Which I'll is what, snack a few.
Just look over and she'll be chewing on the ass part. The little butt floss piece.
What would that be? Would you pick a present? You're next.
Oh, I'm right. I'll take Manifest.
Oh, no.
Because last year there was a pooping reindeer keychain, and I wanted it so bad. And, you know, Brittany got it, and I was so upset.
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh. It's for a three-year-old. It says three
push
and up.
Push the button. Put it down.
It's a plastic outhouse.
With Santa's inside.
And Santa's supposedly inside.
Now push, not that button. No, push the button.
The button?
Say, can you help a jolly old elf out? I'm fresh out of TP.
push it again.
Up on the housetop.
Is that him farting in there?
Yeah.
It looks like I'll be in here a while. How about passing me some milk and cookies?
This is actually fabulous. I changed my mind. Now that I see the button thing.
There's another one.
There's a horse in there. Oh my God. Is he okay?
Good one. You know, a courtesy flush never hurt anyone.
Oh, he's Giancarlo. Giancarlo's in there. Oh my God. Does it go on?
One more. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
This is fabulous. I'm not sorry. Look at your crappy bowl of candy. And then look at this.
I like my bowl of candy.
I've really outdone myself.
Wow! This is the gift that keeps on giving. Does it stop?
Oh my God.
I'm warning you. If
someone doesn't get me a fresh roll soon, I'm going to use my good list. Say, can you help a jolly old...
Oh, all right, we got... All right! I love it. Oh, Janice, that's good. That's good, Janice.
Well, I feel bad. Oh, look, you scared me with the redundant.
And it's a little plastic wooden outhouse. It has a roll of toilet paper on the side, and Santa hung his hat off the top of it. You can't get into the outhouse.
No. And when I went through the airport security this morning,
wow,
they scanned my bag, and they go, whose bag is this? And I said, oh, that would be mine. And they opened it up, and
there
they said,
was.
What is this? And I said,
It's a farting outhouse. Yeah.
And she went, excuse me? And I said,
you heard me.
I said, it's a farting outhouse. She goes, carry on.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Yeah. Oh, I would have said bravo. I would say, I mean, really, McManus, well done. Well done.
Now it's my turn.
All right. So I guess that's Autumn Bottoms. Jake,
right.
Don't touch that.
Oh, my. Look at all this wrapping.
It's a chia-gnome! What?
A chia-gnome! Chia-chia-chia-chia! Chia-chia-chia-chia!
Wait, a gnome?
A gnome!
Like an elf?
Yeah! Like the, the little creepy guys. It's a chia-gnome!
I couldn't find the other one that I wanted.
What's the other one?
Huh. A chia something, but I couldn't get him in time.
Boy, you're lucky. You
I couldn't
got a
get
bonus
him in time.
Gift.
This is a good one.
This is awesome.
Hashtag fail.
I have always wanted a chia, and I've never got one.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying.
Chia.
You know,
they haven't even updated that.
Autumn's
look at
new,
the packaging.
Like, what's your excuse, Jake?
Like
it's so 70s.
The guy has a beard made of sprouts.
Chia
sprouts.
Just wait. Wait till he gets all covered up. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. What a wonderful Secret Santa day.
What a letdown. But I will say, you do have a bonus gift, and I think you're lucky to have it. And Autumn did have to go pick it up, which makes me happy. So if there was any penance for her crappy Secret Santa... The fact
like
that she had to purchase this gift.
I like my Secret Santa.
I'm proud of my Secret Santa gift.
Gee,
I love
no.
that gift.
Weak. When I originally approved her choice, it was supposed to be the Duck Dynasty.
I know, but it didn't come in time from Amazon. I went all over town looking for that thing. And this one, too, by the way.
The bonus
gift.
Well, you're the one who said that it existed, so... You brought it on yourself.
This is the bonus. For sure I get to open this.
Oh, apparently you do.
I think I know what it is without looking. Can I guess without looking?
Go, yeah. Go.
Dolphin.
Yes! Woo! That's the one!
Is it?
Yeah.
It exists.
I made out of point.
Oh, yes.
And you could use that.
What do you mean I could use that?
Well, you're the only one that doesn't get any here. Ever.
Yeah.
That's right. I am
Wait,
the only one
not,
who doesn't
after,
get it.
Not
Does
after
it say the dying dolphin? Dolphin?
Diving.
The diving dolphin.
Oh, my. I'm sweating. Look at...
The
oh,
diving dolphin?
It hasn't
dolphin?
Even been opened yet.
Well,
I would
I got
hope
you
not.
A new, I got you a new one.
Slips over most bullet and rocket... Oh.
Oh, well, continue in. There's more in the in the bag.
Oh, there's more? Wait a second.
Wait,
how does it work?
Oh, there's batteries.
Oh.
It's
oh,
all
wait.
Making
it's
sense.
An attachment.
It's an attachment.
Oh, I see.
Autumn comes out to me before and
oh,
goes...
Oh, it's a vibrator accessory.
So I got to go, get...
No, it's in the... Look in the bag. Oh. There's more in the bag.
Oh!
The rocket.
The rocket. Wow. Look at that thing. It has this little... The dolphin has eyes
that?
And the whole thing.
And there's cookies.
Oh, I felt so bad about the rest of it.
Wait, like, why did you something... feel bad? It's the best gift here.
Oh, no, but...
Oh, it's the one that's going to bring her the most happiness.
Thank God I pulled the thing, because what if Jake... Well, I get... Well, I don't know what boys do with these things.
No, Autumn said you probably don't want that one.
No, I think you could have used that.
Oh, my God, this is fantastic. Look at...
Yeah, because remember we did that segment and no one thought it existed.
I can't believe that I got the bonus gift, because if I'm the only one who really needs it, you're right. Maybe you jacked the bonus gift.
I just want you to know that I got in a fight with someone in the parking lot at the Pleasure Chest.
Really? Why?
Over a spot. Oh, because I was waiting. I mean, look, it's hopping in the holiday season.
I was just going to say, and, the Pleasure Chest would be very busy there in West Hollywood. Packed.
There's one thing I wanted to show you also. This is from G. He wanted me to show you this. It's a YouTube video that he wanted me to send you. It's actually, I think it's a Kmart video or a, hold on. Yeah, Kmart Christmas commercial. Janice, come here. So we have a bunch of men in tuxedos. It's a commercial for Joe Boxer. And it's called Ringing the Bells. Does that ring a bell? Now, so these men in different colored boxers shake their hips back and forth and ring their private parts like bells.
This isn't for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And G wanted me to send it to you. Yeah. Just Google Kmart commercial Joe Boxer ring the bells.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Na-na-na-na. Look it. Well, listen. There you go.
Think.
Yeah. That's it. But does that ring any bell? Because Giancarlo used to ring the bells for Janice on the tour bus.
Every night on the tour bus, I'd say it's time for bed. Ring the bells.
And he would.
And Giancarlo would. You, of course, were asleep. This
Thank
was,
God.
And didn't hear it, but that was our kind of our nightly thing.
Yeah, so he wanted you to have that. All right, well.
Well, this has been a really, I can't explain what kind of Christmas festivities we've had here. So from all of us to all of you, happy
holidays.
Holidays! That's the one that includes everybody.
That's the one.
Right. Okay, guys, this is not an advertisement. I am looking for feedback from you. So please listen. Janice and I really want to know what you think, how you feel, what you want to hear more of on the show. And we love your tweets. We love your comments. We read all of them. We don't want to miss the chance for you to take a very important listener survey for us at podcast1.com. Your responses are basically going to help us make this show the best it can be. It'll only take 3 minutes of your time, and you will get the instant gratification that comes with knowing you helped us out. And you help us, help you. It's Jerry Maguire. Help us, help you.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know. I know. So tell us how you really feel about the show. All we want you to do is take the little survey for us at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. And keep those comments coming.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.